everybody. Welcome to the Storm is Here podcast. Some announcements I want to make in terms of the platform, our channel. We have a new addition to the channel, and it's a gentleman by the name of Robert Walton, who is a fantastic political activist, yellow vester, and a freedom fighter, more importantly. So he's going to be sharing our channel with his own podcast called Liberty Needs No Rulers, Yellow Vest Radio. He's got his first episode up, so if you get a chance, check it out on one of our two platforms, actually three platforms now, by the way. And that is Anchor FM, under the same name, Storm is Here. YouTube, Storm is Here, and also Rumble, under Storm is Here. So take a look at that. Some pretty interesting content, and please support us if you can. So the conversation I'm going to have today is about Joe Rogan. Yes, a very controversial figure in recent news. And here's some, before I get into some of the things surrounding that controversy, I wanted to talk about my personal feelings about Joe Rogan. I don't really listen to his podcast, but he's got a huge following. When it comes to the podcast community, the guy really carries a lot of influence. He is on Spotify. He got offered a lot of money to join on to Spotify or the Spotify platform. So yes, and as a person, he seems like a pretty stand-up guy. He does and is always looking out for the little man. So kudos to Joe Rogan. And the fact that mainstream doesn't like him, for me anyways, that's someone that I definitely would idolize. So I got to give kudos to Joe Rogan for that, because he's going against the grain here. He's not following what the mainstream is telling him what to do. And this is why Spotify wanted him on their platform. Anyways, so what's this whole controversy about? And I've been reading a lot of news articles on mainstream and non-mainstream. So I found this one article on the NPR news site. NPR is a mainstream news network, just like CNN and Fox and all those other mainstream news. And the article of it is what the Joe Rogan podcast controversy says about the online misinformation ecosystem. So right off the bat, they're striking against Joe. They're discrediting Joe, and they're saying that Joe Rogan's podcast is something that should not be listened to. And again, any news agency is not supposed to serve up opinions. Okay, they're supposed to serve up information. And of course, the opinions are up to the public to decide whether or not Joe Rogan is a phony and he is spreading misinformation or if he's not. All right, let's read on now. An open letter urging Spotify to crack down on COVID-19 misinformation has gained the signatures of more than 1,000 doctors, scientists, and health professionals, spurred by growing concerns over anti-vaccine rhetoric on the radio's app hit podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. So, again, you know, There's a divide everywhere. I mean, there's a divide in public, there's a divide in politics, there's a divide in the medical field. Because even those are, you know, they're saying that there's thousands of doctors and scientists and health professionals going against Joe Rogan. Well, there's probably even more that support Joe Rogan. So again, you know, for them not to only point out, to point out the medical professionals that go against Joe Rogan and not mention the ones that are for Joe Rogan is really, it's dishonest. And, you know, if any news agency carries on in the same manner as NPR, then I wouldn't follow them. And I don't follow NPR. I just wanted to bring up this news article just to point out the biases in media. Okay, so the medical and scientific experts, I like the way they just throw these words in there, slammed Rogan's track record of airing false claims about the coronavirus pandemic, vaccines, and unproven treatments, calling it a sociological issue of devastating proportions. Spotify, they say, has enabled him. So this is Spotify's network. It's their platform. They can do whatever they feel is necessary to build up their platform. And I'm just, again, I just wish that any platform, any news media platform, has to stay unbiased. Okay, it's all about the facts and information. And again, I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but I do support him, and I do believe that the information that he does put out there is based on facts. And this is not his opinion, but this is based on medical professionals. Now, let me read on here. While audio apps so far have escaped the scrutiny that has befallen social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, the pressure on Spotify illustrates how podcasts have emerged as an influential source of information. Misinformation, sorry. So again, we can talk about Facebook, and I'm not going to talk about Facebook in depth. I'm just going to touch on Facebook. But Facebook had this so-called fact checker, you know, is based on the facts, and they were debunking misinformation. But meanwhile, the actual fact checkers had got it wrong, and this was actually proven. And again, these big, you know, multimedia or social media giants, you know, platforms like YouTube and Facebook, they are really taking a beating. People are leaving in the millions. They're leaving off their platforms, and they're going to other places like Rumble and other smaller platforms that are starting to get bigger. And I'll talk about Rumble a little bit later on. There's a link between Rumble and Joe Rogan that I wanted to mention. So yeah, these major social media giants, they're losing footing. Apparently, I think it was Facebook lost $26 billion, I believe. I think that's what happened. So, because again, Facebook is supposed to be unbiased, but again, they take the side of government and they take the side of the narrative. Okay. And again, this is why these platforms are starting to become unpopular. I mean, look, YouTube, when it first came out, was phenomenal. It was very revolutionary. And slowly but surely, it's started going on the side of mainstream, and now people are despising it. Okay, I mean, I'm on there because the numbers are still big there, but eventually, if there's other platforms that are going to take over, I will jump, and I already have to a certain degree on Rumble. So, anyways, let me carry on here. In a December episode of his podcast, Rogan interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, another controversial doctor, an actual virologist. Okay, this guy's an actual professional. Okay, and of course, mainstream news, Dr. Fauci, and all those other folks are trying to smear Dr. Malone. Okay, let me continue on here. A scientist who worked on early research into the mRNA technology behind top COVID-19 vaccines, but who is now critical of the mRNA vaccines. So we're sitting here criticizing Joe Rogan for, you know, pushing out misinformation. And Joe Rogan has never, ever stated that the information is something. It's not. He's never stated that it's his opinion. His facts come from people like Dr. Robert Malone. Again, you know, people say trust the science. The people, you know, the neoliberals or the mainstreamers, whatever you want to call them, they say trust the science. Okay, you got a guy here who is a scientist. And not just him, many others who are speaking out against the vaccines and are speaking out against the lockdowns. And for some reason, they call them fringe. They call them, you know, whack jobs. There's all tons of other names that they're calling these people. You know, again, this is misinformation as far as I'm concerned. Okay? All right. So, because of Joe Rogan's comments, this has led artists and personalities to pull their content off of Spotify. Of course, the biggest one is Neil Young, who's a Canadian singer songwriter. You know, I do admire some of his songs, but I've never really got to know the personality of Neil Young until this happened, and believe me, you're not going to like what you're going to hear. So, of course, you know, he was accusing Joe Rogan of spreading misinformation, you know, and that he was urging Spotify. He's giving them basically a threat, or else I'll pull my content, which he did. But here's a guy who was called by one of his bandmates to be the, you know, the most selfish person he's ever met. Okay, and I don't know if that was either Crosby, Stills, or Nash, one of the three. But this is who Neil Young is. He's a very selfish person who only thinks about himself, okay? This is out of the Digital Music News, and this is a slur that he made about the gays back in the 80s when the whole AIDS pandemic was happening. All right, it reads, I'm not going to read the whole article, I'm just going to read the most important part of it, which says, now, public health comments Neil Young made during the AIDS epidemic are surfacing online. In an interview with Melody Maker in 1985, Young slid into a homophobic rant as he spoke about Reagan's gun control policies and AIDS. In particular, Young called gay people, I'm sorry for this, faggots, and tied them to HIV/AIDS epidemic. You go to a supermarket, this is in quotation, you go to a supermarket and you'll see a faggot behind the fucking cash register. You don't want him to handle your potatoes. Now this is the guy not only did he threaten, but he actually pulled his content off of Spotify, and somehow we're supposed to give this guy some sort of legitimacy. Like, this is really absurd. But people don't talk about this, okay? They don't talk about this at all. All right, now, here's a list of some of the artists I'll mention to you as I scroll down. There's not many of them, really, and the ones that have pulled their content off aren't really, they don't make that much of an impact in society, but it doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is that I think they're doing it for selfish reasons. They're not doing it for the betterment of the community, so to speak. So, Joni Mitchell, another Canadian artist, female artist. Niels Lofgren, I believe he's a guitarist for the E Street Band. Bruce Springsteen, Brenna Brown, best-selling author. And she had a podcast on Spotify, which she pulled. I'm not sure who that is. India Ari, I believe she's a singer. She pulled her content off of Spotify. David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash, they also pulled their content. And Roxanne Gay, an essayist author, she pulled her content. And of course, Maria Trump, who's the niece of ex-president Donald Trump. So again, look, people are free to do whatever they please, but to make a spectacle, to try to make Joe Rogan the enemy, to try to make him seem like he's the bad guy in this is really wrong, okay? Now, here's some interesting facts about Joe Rogan that I did not know until I found out when I was watching an episode of the Jimmy Dore Show. He had mentioned that he never voted Republican, ever. He's always voted for, you know, Democrats. He's voted for independent, you know, but even though he has certain political stances when, you know, on that sit on the right, particularly like guns and eating meat and all that stuff. I'm not going to go and say he's a socialist, but he sits more on the left than he does on the right. So that was sort of kind of surprising from Joe Rogan. So anyways, I just wanted to point that out, okay? Now, just recently, there is another controversy. So, of course, you know, this is how society works, okay? It's not that you sit there and listen to Joe Rogan and say, okay, he's got information, let me park my emotions and my ego at the door, and let me hear what he has to say, okay? And then you could do some fact-checking on it, you know, basically verify if it's true or not. No, but instead, what people were doing, and this is what one particular person did, and I don't know her name, she basically went through all his content just to see if she can find something on Joe Rogan, and unfortunately, she did. Now, Joe Rogan and many of his podcasts have mentioned the N-word. I'm not going to say it, because I don't want to disrespect my African-American or African-Canadian brothers and sisters, or any black people that might listen to this podcast, or in general, okay? But he did mention the N-word I don't know. It doesn't really matter if he used it, what type of context he used. The fact that he used it was not right, and he did apologize for it. Okay. And again, I'm not justifying his actions. That's not right. You don't come on your platform and just say the N-word so loosely like that. It's just, you know, it's not very professional of you. Okay. And it's really insulting. But here's the thing. Again, because the controversy is because of things that he is trying to debunk. Well, now there's this bitterness towards him, and now it seems like there's a war. So they got to try to find things to try to debunk Joe Rogan, try to make him, you know, look like he's a wacko or a crazy. And again, this is how, instead of having a proper discourse, instead of having a proper conversation about the whole thing, well, then now the smear attacks start. Anyways, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we all, you know, many times Don Imus mentioned a slur, which wasn't right, and he got punished for it, rightfully so. But Howard Stern, who has been the biggest, he's critiqued the Joe Rogan probably the most. Now, I'm sorry to say, Howard Stern is a sellout, okay? This is the guy who made his career out of kind of going against the narrative, going against the mainstream, going against the grain, so to speak. You know, for years he had these wars and battles with the FCC. He got kicked off of numerous networks, and he was a successful guy at that time. But as far as I'm concerned, now he's just a has-been. Okay, that's all he is. But again, they talk about Joe Rogan, but not once did they ever bring up the fact. Because now, because Howard Stern is part of the mainstream now, he's part of the, you know, the old boys network, so to speak. Well, now they're not going to smear him. And he's, you know, he's, this is in video. He's been blackfaced. You know, he's made fun of the, you know, the American-African community, or the African-American community. He's mentioned the N-word countless times, and not one word was mentioned in mainstream at all, not so ever. Okay, so again, this is just the absolute and total hypocrisy of this whole narrative with the COVID and with Joe Rogan and stuff like that. It's just, there's information out there, and again, if we live in a truly democratic society, which we do not, then this information would be taken seriously. No matter where it came from, either it came from the left or it came from the right, we would never criticize or try to smear someone that has contradictory information or information the opposite of yours. If we lived in a truly democratic society, in a very mature society, then we would listen to what that other side has to say. This is how proper discussion happens. This is what democracy is about. Democracy is about getting to the root of the problem. But in order to do that, we have to come together. And regardless if we have different opinions about it, it doesn't matter. We have to listen to everybody's opinion. Okay. So I just wanted to mention again that, again, we've formed a partnership with Robert Walton with his new podcast, Liberty Needs No Rulers, Yellow Vest Radio. I've downloaded or I've uploaded the first broadcast. It's fantastic. Robert Walton, by the way, is a political activist. He's a yellow vester, and more importantly, he's a freedom fighter. So please take a listen when you get a chance. And again, we're on Spotify. We are on Spotify, which it's Anchor, but Anchor's owned by Spotify. We're also on Rumble now. I just started a Rumble account. And of course, we're on YouTube. Speaking of Rumble, before I end this podcast, I do want to mention that Rumble recently, and this is fantastic news, by the way, Rumble has offered Joe Rogan $100 million to join their network. And I don't think it's going to happen because he's in contracts with Spotify. But this is great. We need more news, or we need more, against the mainstream social media or media platforms to support free speech. This is what it's all about. It's about free speech. So is this podcast. So is Liberty Needs No Rulers podcast. That's all about freedom and freedom of speech. Okay. So, you know, let's you know, at the end of the day, guys, we have to strive for that. We have to strive for a truly democratic society, and we can't do that if we're divided. So with that said, guys, thank you for listening to our podcast, and until next time, I bid you all a farewell.